the new Basement Tapes. It's an album that was produced by T-Bone Burnett. Anything with T-Bone Burnett's name associated with it is good, really good music. Always top quality production. It's a collective of musicians, all with well-established careers under the moniker The New Basement Tapes. It's Elvis Costello, Rhiannon Giddens, Taylor Goldsmith, Jim James, which is My Morning Jacket, and Marcus Mumford. Lost on the River is a collection of tunes that were all written by Bob Dylan, and as it would suggest, they were not songs that Dylan recorded or finished up. These were uncovered lyrics that were discovered, and they were handwritten by Bob Dylan, and the year was 1967 when these were all written, probably written in a period between his motorcycle accident and the first recordings in the spring of 67 in the Red Room in Dylan's house, where the first recordings of the Basement Tapes, quote-unquote, took place. In the Basement Tapes, there's a convoluted history behind that. That was a project that was never meant to be released by Dylan, but eventually it was. Bootleggers got a hold of it and that sort of thing, and now we've got a whole nother dozen, 15 or so songs that were written by Bob Dylan. Again, never produced. And never saw the light of day, but it's really good to have these musicians part of it. So it's got a very eclectic sound to it. You know, you got Marcus Mumford singing, you've got Elvis Costello singing, Rhiannon Giddens, My Morning Jacket, all kind of taking turns on songs, collaborating on some songs. All the music written by Bob Dylan here on Now and Then Tonight. We'll get into some Dylan later on in the show as well. So if you haven't heard this album yet, I think you'll enjoy it. Sit back.
Nearly all my life. There were three sailors, bold and true, with cargo they did carry. They sailed away on the ocean blue for the love of Spanish Mary. So deeply now were they disturbed, no longer could they tarry. Swoon and swore for the love of Spanish Mary. In Kingston town of high degree, the buffoon, the fool, the fairy, all paid the dues and inquired to me for the love of Spanish Mary. We'll be right back.
He came from the old religion, but possessed no magic skill. Descending from machinery, he left nothing in his will. The crops are failing, the women wailing, it's in the paper at your feet. 6 months in Kansas City, down on Liberty Street. It was sad to see it, that little lady going in, arrested for arson. Once they'd asked her where she'd been, down on her knees, not even a breeze, another victim of the heat. 6 months in Kansas City, down on Liberty Street.
Inside out, but I'm sure you can give. today makes up for what yesterday lacked. And it must be some old effort, that is a fact. Can't talk to nobody, don't know just how they react. Wave is silver and gold, be precise and exact. How can today make up for yesterday? For if we break a pact, guess you would stay. A fool's old Bill wouldn't have known what to do if he got just one look, just one good look at you. And don't know what to do either, just wanna tell you it's me. Tom said don't take her, Judas said leave her. How can today make up for yesterday? Or if we break a pact, guess you would stay. So Golden Tom said to Paul Silver Judas, it's so hard to say who's the worst of the two of us. So don't brood, there's no fraud in this feud. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know what to do. How can today make up for yesterday? Or if we break up, I wish you would stay.
Out of town tonight. When I set my eyes on you, not gonna be out of my sight. Now you know, everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man. When I get my hands on you, gonna make you care for me. When I get my hands on you, gonna make you marry me. Now you know, everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man. When I come home to you, gonna take you down to the riverside. When I come home to you, hold you in my arms all night. Now you know, Everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man. Now you know. Everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man.
try and try, but I can't get anywhere. I sail out into the sun, looking for my darling, my only one. I sail all day, and when the day is done, she's still the one I wanna see. I must find that Florida key. Collins Avenue, Fifth Street in Maine. I walk up and down, but it's all in vain. My only darling is gone. Took everything and put it out on the lawn. And Jim came and got it, and he gave it to John. It's getting harder and harder to be me. I must find that Florida key. Just standing on the curb, watching for boats, while them boys and girls pass by on their big silver goats. I'm getting out while the getting is good, in my ship of steel, or in my ship of wood. One more time, I'm gonna do just like I should. You see, this could only happen to me. I must find that Florida key. Need a little sunshine in my beer, thinking about it open. Nothing's locked, never will be. Everything is open. There's only one thing that lurks in my mind. It's nothing here and nothing I've left behind. There's something up front, something I hope to find. I'm gonna set sail again tonight, round the horn and in the clear moonlight. Or at least I'm sure it's gonna be as soon as I find my Florida key.
Taking love wherever we go.
Hide it, hide it here. drive pretty much all of my life. I'm not looking for any sympathy. I can run all I like away from that stranger, but somehow she'll always follow me. There are many kinds of fish that swim in the sea. There's others that swim in the dark. And of those true birds and trouts and dolphins and whales, the one you must watch is the shark. Card shark, yes ma'am, get him in the nose, that old card shark. Shark, yes, ma'am, get him in the nose, that old card shark. Now I sat me down to have some fun. I jumped in the tank for a spell. I blew the loot in the bunkhouse and saw some bandits on the run. I went down to get water from the well. Set 'em up somber, sit on it a while, toss in the towel and have a kick, stick it in the rear and roar for a bit, and waddle down the road like a brick.
she suspect me of leading her astray. I met her accidentally and I asked to see her home. She told me that she wouldn't mind and then commenced to roam.
train is going. Just what's gonna happen next? Well, I'm not one to say. Well, I'm sitting here yearning while those wheels keep turning. I'll be gone by tonight, she told me today. And next door to the corn store, by the side of this sheepfold, I will wait for the morning like a dog in the moon. Blow.
magic skills descended from her shoes. He left nothing from his will.
To the next, her spirit grows thin, and when she falls in love, it's hard, but it's true, but it's oh so much harder when that man is you. I got lost on the river, but I got found. I got lost. stormy day, I was out at sea. The waves, they rolled and tumbled over me. I spied dry land and a tall pale tree. I knew that soon that's where I'd like to be. My sweetheart left me for another one, and now I wait for the next rising sun.
The gypsy staying in a big hotel. He smiled when he saw me coming, and he wished me well. His room was dark and crowded, the lights were low and dim. "How are you?" he asked of me, and I asked the same of him. I went down to the lobby to make a small call out. A pretty dancing girl was there, and she began to shout, "Go on back to see the gypsy. He can rid you of your fear. He did it in Las Vegas, and he can do it here." Oh, the lights were on the river, shining from outside. I contemplated every move, or at least I tried. I went back to see the gypsy. It was nearly early dawn. The gypsy's door was open, but the gypsy was gone. And that pretty dancing girl, oh, she could not be found. So I watched the sun come rising in a little Minnesota town.
Clearly Bob Dylan. That's from his Another Self-Portrait, covering the 1969 to 1973 period. And the period that we just listened to, the Lost on the River sessions by that great band, is all from recently uncovered lyrics written by Bob Dylan, handwritten by Bob Dylan. They found his own notes in 1967 was the period that those lyrics were written, and they were all put to music. The wonderful T-Bone Burnett, the producer of the series, and the musicians on there, including Rhiannon Giddens, Marcus Mumford, Elvis Costello, and My Morning Jacket. And a really good effort of putting Dylan's words to music. And we're going to spend the remaining time we have tonight with Dylan himself, and not hitting too many of the as expected tunes from Bob Dylan's songbook, which is extensive. His debut came out in 1960. He's still out on the road, still producing new music. Just an American legend of an artist. Here's Call Letter Blues from Bob Dylan.
Track best home. Some lone valley in a sad, lonesome place where the wild birds do of all the notes to increase. Farewell, pretty Sarah, I bid ye adieu. Better dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go. There, my love, she won't have me, so I understand. She wants a freeholder who owns a house and land. I cannot maintain her with silver and gold and all of the fine things that a big house can hold. If I was a poet and could write a fine hand, I'd write my love a letter she'd understand. I'd ride it by the river where the waters overflow. but I dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go.
Shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Dang.
in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the green it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a being employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I've seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. Place and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in the back of my chair. I said, Jimmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue. We'll be right back.
into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. Something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. Ah, you've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back. Thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Mr. Jones. Now you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now, and you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, you walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a
happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
And I find that I followed gently as I knew. September, the warm September of my years, the golden warm September of my years.
Well, celebrating Bob Dylan tonight, we heard Lost on the River, which is from 1967, some handwritten lyrics of Bob Dylan, never put to music. He never finished them, but a really good music project put together. T-Bone Burnett, the producer of it, always fantastic with whatever music he touches, and it includes Elvis Costello, Marcus Mumford, My Morning Jacket, and Rhiannon Giddens as the band taking those found lyrics and putting them to music. And then we spent the rest of the evening with Bob Dylan himself. Wrapped it up there with the rare occasion when Bob Dylan covers somebody else's music, because he has written literally hundreds of songs. Thanks for joining me tonight for the show. Thanks for your support of KFSK. Coming up next, OCD is your host with Radio Free Petersburg, and we have more music at midnight with the World Cafe. Have a good weekend.